The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I'm going to give you some kind of an idea of everything that's happening in college basketball from tonight through the weekend. So I'm just going to tell you the games that are going on in terms of conference tournaments and everything else. You got the Big South Championship Quarters, Charleston Southern and North Carolina Asheville. That's going on in Charlotte. You got Bradley playing in a quarterfinal in the Missouri Valley. That one's in St. Louis. And then Monmouth Hampton is a CAA championship first round in D.C. Gardner Webb and South Carolina Upstate in the Big South Quarters in Charlotte. Belmont in another Missouri Valley game in St. Louis. Citadel Mercer in the SoCon championship first round in Asheville. Campbell and Longwood, Big South Quarters in Charlotte. Akron at Kent State at the Mack Center in Kent. East Carolina and Tulane playing in New Orleans. North Dakota and Denver in the Summit League first round in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Drake has a Missouri Valley quarter game in St. Louis. Dayton and St. Louis playing in St. Louis. That's going to be a great game. Dayton 20-10, 12-5 in the A-10, and then St. Louis 19-11, 11-6 in the A-10. Toledo and Ball State in Muncie. This is going to be a great game. Toledo's 24-6, 15-2 in the MAC. Ball State, 20 wins, 20-10, 11-6 in the MAC. That's going to be a war. Miami of Ohio and Buffalo in Buffalo. Miami's 12-18, 6-11 in the MAC. Buffalo, 8-9 in the MAC. Another MAC game, Central Michigan, they're awful, 10-20, 5-12 in the MAC, against even worse, Western Michigan, they're 7-23 and 3-14 in the MAC. That one's in Kalamazoo. VMI in Chattanooga in the SoCon first round in Asheville. Abilene Christian and Sam Houston in Huntsville, Texas. You got the Ohio Valley. Morehead State has a game in Evansville, Indiana in the semis. Winthrop and Radford in the Big South Quarters in Charlotte. Stephen F. Austin in Utah Valley in Orem, Utah. It's going to be a great game. Stephen F. Austin's 11-6 in the WAC. Utah Valley 14-3, having a great year. They're 23-7 overall. In the MAC, Eastern Michigan and Northern Illinois. They both suck. Bowling Green in Ohio. Bowling Green's 5-12 in the MAC. Ohio 9-8 in the MAC. This one's in Athens. Ohio just needs to handle their business. WCC tourney second round in Vegas. BYU has a game. Also, Cal Baptist against Southern Utah in Cedar City, Utah. Southern Utah's 11-6 in the WAC. Cal Baptist 8-9 in the WAC. Grand Canyon and Utah Tech. Grand Canyon 10-7 in the WAC. Utah Tech 5-12 in the WAC. It's in St. George, Utah. Omaha and Kansas City playing in the Summit League first round in Sioux Falls. And then Southern Illinois has a Missouri Valley game in St. Louis. UT Arlington and Seattle U in Seattle. Tennessee Tech has a game in Evansville in the Ohio Valley semis. New Mexico and Colorado State in Fort Collins. Colorado State 5-12 in the Mountain West. New Mexico 8-9, but New Mexico's 21-9 overall. And in the WCC second round in Vegas, San Francisco, the Dons have a game. And the New Mexico State team, of course, forfeited all their games. So Tarleton wins due to the New Mexico State forfeit. That game was supposed to be in Stephenville, Texas. So that's Friday, tonight's games. Let's look at Saturday, and there's tons of great games going on. And at the very least, let's look at the ranked games. Louisville and Virginia in Charlottesville. The Cavs are 14-5 in the ACC. Louisville 2-17. What a nightmare. Kentucky, ranked 23rd, coming off the loss to Vandy in Fayetteville against Arkansas. Arkansas is 8-9 in the SEC. The Wildcats are 11-6 in the SEC, 20-10 overall. Pitt lost to Notre Dame. Finally ranked at 25, and you lose your first game against a crappy Notre Dame team. Embarrassing. Now you're in Coral Gables to take on Miami. The Canes, 14-5 in the ACC. So is Pitt. UConn and Nova. This is going to be a great game in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo. UConn 12-7 in the Big East. Nova 10-9 and surging. Alabama and A&M. What a game in College Station at noon on CBS. Bama 16-1 in the SEC. A&M's 14-3. Iowa State and Baylor in Waco at the, get this, Farrell Center. Shake it. Ooh. Baylor's 11-6 in the Big 12. Iowa State's finished. Seton Hall and Providence in Providence, Rhode Island. They're coming off a loss to Xavier. That sucked for them. 13-6 in the Big East. Seton Hall 9-10. Seton Hall looks done. St. John's and Marquette at the Fiserv in Brewtown. Marquette, ranked 6, 24-6 overall, 16-3 in the Big East. They are badass. St. John's, 7-12 in the Big East. Number 11, K-State of West Virginia in Morgantown at the WVU Coliseum. The Mountaineers are 6-11 in the Big 12. The Wildcats are 11-6 and 23-7 overall. Should be a good one at the Neville in Auburn. Tennessee comes calling to Auburn. Auburn's 9-8 in the SEC. Tennessee, 11-6. Number 22, TCU at Oklahoma in Norman. The Sooners, 4-13 in the Big 12. TCU, 9-8, coming off a big win over Texas. That was at home in Fort Worth. Texas, meanwhile, hosts Kansas. What a game. Number 3 against number 9. The Longhorns are 9th, 11-6 in the Big 12. Kansas ranked 3rd. They're 13-4 in the Big 12. Trying to get into the NCAA tournament and repeat as national champs. They're 25-5 overall. Butler's at Xavier at the Cintas Center in the Queen City. Xavier coming off the big win over Providence. They're 14-5 in the Big East. Butler's awful, 6-13 in conference play. How about this one? Number 8, Arizona at number 4, UCLA at Pauley Pavilion in Lipstick City. Arizona's 13-5 in the Pac-12. Bruins 16-2 in conference play. Arizona's got 24 wins. UCLA 25. Let's dance. And then Wyoming goes to San Diego State at the Viejas Arena in San Diego. The Aztecs are 23-6, 14-3 in the Mountain West. Wyoming 4-13 in the Mountain West. They're awful. But they're coming off a big win the other night against Nevada in Laramie. Now they go to San Diego State. So non-ranked games, let's just mention a few. Georgia at South Carolina, Stanford at Oregon, Florida State's at VaTech, Duke in North Carolina. How about that one? That one's at the Dean Dome at 6:30 on ESPN. Notre Dame at Clemson at Little John. I mean, there's just all kinds of games. There's SoCon quarters, CAA second rounders, Big South semis, Penn and Princeton in Princeton. Ohio State's at the Breslin and East Lansing against Michigan State. You got the Sun Belt quarters, George Mason at Richmond, American East quarters. You got massive action there. UAB in Charlotte. On top of that, Columbia and Cornell in Ithaca, Harvard at Dartmouth. I'm just looking here. Loyola, Chicago at LaSalle, Duquesne's at Fordham, at Rose Hill in the Boogie Down Bronx. That'll be a good one. And Georgia Tech, BC, and Chestnut Hill. St. Bonnie at UMass. Western Kentucky at North Texas. Florida International at Rice. Ole Miss at Missouri. San Jose State at Air Force. Long Beach State at Davis. VCU at George Washington. Wake at Cuse. UNLV at Nevada in Reno. Utah in Boulder against the Buffs. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech in Lubbock. I mean, these are just incredible all day. Iona at Rider, that's going to be good. Davidson at Rhode Island, Cal at Oregon State, Wofford at Greensboro in the SoCon quarters, Creighton and DePaul in Chicago, Mississippi State and Vandy in Smashville, Boise at Utah State, Hawaii at Santa Barbara against the Gauchos. I mean, it's all day, baby. Arizona State and USC in Lipstick City, and UC San Diego Fullerton got canceled. What about Sunday? Among the elite, Michigan and Indiana at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. Don Fisher, Lovax, Gerber for the Hoosiers and Wolverines on Indiana University. Basketball. They better play better than they did against Iowa. That was embarrassing. Talk about bending over. KY Jelly Knight, they weren't ready to play this week against the Hawkeyes and got lit up for it. How about number one Houston and Memphis at the FedEx Forum off Beale Street? Houston 27-2, 15-1 in the American against the 22-win and 12-4 conference record Memphis Tigers of Penny Hardaway. That's gonna be a game. Maryland and Penn State in University Park. Maryland ranked 21st, coming off a loss at Northwestern. Actually, they beat Northwestern, then they lost in Columbus to the Buckeyes, 73-62. And finally, Illinois against Purdue at Mackey in West Lafayette. The Boilers ranked 5th, 13-5 in the Big Ten, on top of the conference. Illinois 10-8 in conference play. There's also going to be CAA quarterfinals in D.C., there's going to be Big South championship game in Charlotte, the Missouri Valley championship in St. Louis, South Florida and Wichita State in Wichita, Temple's at Tulane in New Orleans, East Carolina at UCF down in Florida, SMU's at Cincinnati, Nebraska in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye against the Hawkeyes. You got the CAA quarters in D.C., ASUN final. You got the SoCon semi in Asheville, North Carolina, plus Northwestern, Rutgers, Wisconsin, Minnesota.